Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. And today's episode will feature several women who are embracing the RV and work camping lifestyle with their husbands. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. When I interviewed her, Deborah Cole was already retired and waiting for her husband to follow her lead. They've been camping for years, first in a tent, then in a pop-up, before upgrading to a 27-foot travel trailer. Her husband is an international flight attendant based out of Memphis. While they do get to travel all over the world, when it comes to RVing, they've been limiting their excursions to 200 to 300 miles from home. I met up with Deborah at the Work Camper Rendezvous in Heber Springs, Arkansas last October. She was participating in the event on a fact-finding mission to gather information about running a bookkeeping business from the road and to learn what they needed to do to launch into RVing full-time as soon as he is retired. She is also interested in getting training to become a certified sommelier and find work at a winery. Deborah describes some of the steps the couple has already taken to get ready, such as to get out of debt. She also talks about some of the golden nuggets of information she discovered at the rendezvous event. To tell us her story, please welcome Deborah Cole to the show. Thanks for coming on the show, Deborah. I appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you into the RV lifestyle.
Well, my husband and I have gone from a tent to a pop-up to a travel trailer. And we're facing retirement, and my husband's facing retirement. I've already retired, and we're looking to eventually live full-time on the road in our RV. And I've come to this weekend event to learn about what I need to do to start a small business, to be able to be prepared when the time comes for us to go full-time on our own RVing on across the country.
Okay, and what did you do for a job before you did this?
Before I did this, I recently retired after 24 and a half years. I was working in accounting at FedEx and retired May 31st. My husband is still employed for another 1 year and 9 months. And he works.
Who's counting, right?
Well, he is. He works for Delta Airlines. He's an international flight attendant.
Okay.
So we've had the luxury of being able to travel internationally, and now we're ready to travel across this great country that we live in.
And you plan to do that with an RV, and you already have one, right?
Yes, we do. We have a travel trailer.
What kind is it?
It's a 27-foot Wildwood. 27-foot Wildwood.
That's fine. 27-foot Wildwood works, and you've been using that off and on pretty much for weekend excursions?
Yes, we have. We've had it for about 2.5 years.
What kinds of places have you gone or visited while you've been RVing at this point?
Well, right now we're pretty limited with my husband working, so we've set up a radius from Memphis that we'll travel, and it's usually about 200 to 300 miles. Is the farthest we'll go. So we've gone to Mississippi, we've taken it to places in Tennessee, and we've gone a couple times in Alabama. Now, this is the first time that we've actually gone across the river into Arkansas. So this is our travel trailer's maiden trip into Arkansas this week.
Okay. But it's been something that you've been doing for a while, and there's some great country that you mentioned and fun things to see in that area. But you just want to expand it to the other parts of America as well.
Absolutely, we do.
Okay. So you have come to the Work Camper Rendezvous to sort of do some fact-finding and begin the planning process to launch out full-time as soon as your husband is retired and able to go.
Absolutely. Just today I found out about getting our resumes prepared, having our resume out there so that when we're ready to go, we can pick that date that we want to send it out for people to look at us to do some work camping across the country. We're looking to go out west. Hopefully we'll go north.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be not necessarily seasonal, but we're just going to pick places that we think we want to go and spend time and go there and work.
Mm-hmm.
and do our due diligence wherever it is we work, and then on our free time be able to explore the area.
That's a great way to go work camping and to enjoy that kind of lifestyle. Do you have children?
I have one. However, he is grown and out of the house.
Okay. But does he live in the area?
He lives in the same town that we live in.
Okay. So it's not like you would travel to visit him, but you can always come back home and hang out with him. And that type of thing. Well, I understand in your planning process that you have probably taken the most important step that will reduce stress for you dramatically, and that was to get fully out of debt. What happened there?
Well, what happened was I was very fortunate enough to be able to not only take a buyout from my company, but also retire at the same time. And with my buyout, I was able to pay off my home, all of my vehicles, all of my credit card debt, my travel trailer, and we were debt-free.
Have you heard any of the seminars here talking about how important that is to have that debt paid off just so that you have the daily living expenses?
Yes, I have. What I've heard is a lot of people talked about they started traveling in their RV full time and racked up debt through having to pay for car notes, truck notes, trailer notes. And so this way we're starting off on a clean slate. Mm-hmm. We can get in, we can take my pension check, use it for gas to fill up and go.
That'll help. But you'll be at work camping as well?
Absolutely.
What kinds of jobs are you hoping to do?
What I'm hoping to do is to find something that I can do accounting, book work, office work. What I am going to strongly, wink, wink, encourage my husband to do is to learn about being an RV inspector and taking some of the classes that are available down in Texas in order to have a small business that he can actually run from our travel trailer wherever we may be.
Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, the two main speakers, Tom Ziegler and Howard Partridge, were talking about ideal mobile businesses, and accounting was one of them. Would you ever consider doing bookkeeping as a business from your RV?
I definitely would. In fact, 24 and a half years of my career at FedEx was accounting.
Okay. So you're very familiar with all of that. It's just a matter of putting out a shingle and getting a couple of clients.
Well, I'm not even looking to put out a shingle. I want to do this in my pink fuzzy slippers, in my jammies, sitting at my dinette table with my computer.
Overlooking the lake.
Overlooking the lake.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I know that they had talked some about how accounting is such a good job to do in an RV because it is portable. It requires low startup, and it can be done anywhere. Even in your pink fuzzy pajamas.
There you go.
And there's high demand because everybody and every business needs an accountant. So that's something to consider as well.
Yeah, that's one of the primary areas that I plan on looking in.
Okay. What attracted you to the work camping lifestyle?
You know, I saw something on Facebook and I went to their website. I haven't signed up to be a platinum or a bronze or a gold member. I'm just kind of an individual there looking to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this work camp, and I've been getting emails about jobs and going, wow, we could do that. Wow, this would be a great place to go. Oh, Florida, Montana, California. We could go to New England in the summertime. And so I got to thinking, and then I saw that they were having this work camp for a week in Heber Springs, and Heber Springs is so close to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It's only about a 3.5 to 4 hour drive. And I told my husband, I am doing this. You're going to drive me up here with my RV You're going to drop me off. You'll go home and work a week. You'll come back up the next weekend and pick me up.
Okay. And then you'll be so excited that it'll be a fun drive home.
It will be an exciting drive. Well, actually, I drove my vehicle here so that I would have transportation back and forth.
Okay.
But once we get home and we get that travel trailer parked in the driveway, oh, yeah, we're going to have sit down and have a long conversation mm-hmm. about what our future plans are going to look like.
Well, that'll be a fun conversation to have based Absolutely. On the information you've got here, because it's not only the seminars that have been offered throughout the week. It's the opportunity to hook up with people who are already doing it, and you can learn from what they've done and decide, you know, this is something that they've done that I think we should do as well.
That's true. Networking has been a big part of the experience this week so far.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in the seminars that really stood out as something that was an aha moment for you?
There was. I'm not really sure what it was, but there's been so many aha moments. I think one of it was like, my husband can be retired, but I can put him to work, so he's not up under my feet all the time. The idea of being able to be on the road, have a business, and not necessarily worry about, you know, how much can I spend in groceries this week, because we'll be able to work, hopefully make some income. Even with small businesses, mm-hmm. you know, have that income coming in. And there's just so many different things that are being thrown at us this week of opportunities that we can take advantage of to make living on the road a great experience.
I would agree with that. And then also on Tuesday, they had a session with Mark Kohler, who is a CPA and a lawyer, who was talking about the advantages to owning a business and the ways to make money work for you when you're enjoying the RV lifestyle.
I believe that was my most aha moment, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. I took a lot of notes. I asked a lot of questions. I think I bought three of his books. And of course, having an accounting background, I was concerned about, you know, the LLCs and limited liabilities and making sure that your taxes. There's a lot of that I understand. And so I look at myself as possibly being a subject matter expert down the road in mm-hmm. those types of areas too.
Right. You could eventually do some consulting.
Yes.
Get a couple miles under your belt and be able to do that. He had a unique knack of being able to make it so simple and make it easy to understand how you could get into this and make it work. And I think that's what I like about the Work Camper organization is the resources that are available to people like you who are dreaming and planning to be able to launch full time on your terms at your schedule and do it the right way.
Well, and they're so sincere, and they're in the way they go about it, and they want you to succeed. You can tell by everybody that has been here that's been involved with Work Camper that they're here, whatever it is you need. If they don't know it, they'll find it out for you. And they've just been really so supportive in all kinds of questions and comments and ideas that have come out.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people who are dreamers here who are just investigating the lifestyle, but also people who've been experienced Work Campers. There are employers who are here. There have been presenters who are just, you know, filling in niches with information that they've got. So I think it's one of the most beneficial experiences of the year for people who are interested in the lifestyle.
I agree. I will tell you one thing I did not do this trip is I did not sit down and talk with employers. I decided I was just going to go ahead and do that next year when we come out.
Okay.
I'll talk to some of those employers next year while my husband is absorbing all this great information that Work Campers mm-hmm. offering in these seminars,
mm-hmm.
and then I can work with my husband to drive what we want, where we want to go, how we want to do it from the different job perspectives.
It is kind of neat to have a bunch of employers here, though. You can go from table to table to see what it is that they are looking for in terms of Work Campers that they'd like to hire and what the jobs entail. And that's what's kind of neat about this particular event is that it provides something more to think about and dream about, because if these guys are hiring, you know, other people are probably doing it too.
Well, it's kind of funny because I walked by one of the little tables and took a piece of candy out of the bowl, and the gentleman said, "Now, after you finish that candy, make sure you come back and let's talk about a job." And I'm like, "I'm not ready yet. It'll be another year or two, but thanks for the candy." and so, I mean, he approached me. I didn't even approach him.
Right. I've heard a couple of speakers mention how important it is to have a plan that doesn't look at just this year and next year, but even 3 to 5 years from now, so that you can start envisioning where you want to go and places you want to go to work. Are there any areas on a bucket list like that that you'd really like to knock off right away?
Oh, my goodness. I'd love to go to Montana. I'd love to go up in New England. One of my favorite vacation spots is Temecula, California, mm-hmm. and I would love to work camp there at a winery.
There you go.
And work behind the counter. I'm looking to get my sommelier certificate so that I can actually be able to be behind a wine counter and be able to talk about wines, what they pair with, and all that type of thing.
What kind of certificate was that?
It's a sommelier.
Oh, yes. Okay. Very good. This is somebody who is experienced in wine and know what works best for which type of situation or food, et cetera, that you're trying to pair the wine with.
Correct. That okay. and to talk about what the flavors are and that type of thing.
That's a big thing here in the RV lifestyle, as so many people love to go travel around the country and stop in at all of these little boutique wineries mm-hmm. and pick up something and try that. Same thing with microbrews. And we have talked to a lot of people who love doing that as well, just going from town to town and looking to see where they can get these cool little, niche breweries and the products that they're producing.
Well, you can do that with work camping. You can also do that while you're on the road and just pulling over. You mm-hmm. see a sign, you stop, and you be able to enjoy.
That's right. Would you have any advice after attending the rendezvous for a couple of days for people who are interested in the RV lifestyle?
My advice that I have shared with a lot of my friends that have RVs on Facebook, they're saying, "Where did you hear about this? You need to tell me what you're learning." And I'm like, "No, you need to sign up and come up here next year, 2020, mm-hmm. to the work camper rendezvous." And I sent them the links to give them the information so that they could keep an eye out. And I just think that even if you've been here once or twice, you're still going to gain a lot of knowledge, not only from the speakers and the seminars that they have, but also you're going to gain knowledge from your networking, from talking to people who have been doing this for a year, two mm-hmm. years, 10 years, 20 years. Everybody's got a different story. Everybody's got a different twist on what they do and how they do it. Everybody is in a different type of class of mm-hmm. of vehicle that they're living in, and it's a place and a time for everybody to come together and be able to share information, because you never know what that one little tidbit is that you share with someone's going to help them out, and vice versa.
And that's why you really can't go and attend this event for somebody else and be able to convey the information, because you're picking and choosing things that are really getting you excited and tripping your triggers, when other people might say, it's not for me, but something else that's in here, they might go, "Whoa, really? You can do that in an RV and make money?" And that's why it's really important to get to an event like this if you're planning the lifestyle, just so that you get the information you need up front to make those decisions and do it right.
That's true. And I wish there was another day or two so that I could attend all of the seminars.
Yes.
I had to actually sit down and cut out pieces of paper and move them around on times to make sure I could actually get to see the things I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And there were about 4 different seminars that I was not able to attend this year, which I'm looking forward to next year.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. I really appreciate you taking time to share your plans with us, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to tell everybody of my experience here today.
Very good.
I could really tell Deborah Cole was excited about hitting the road and exploring the United States with her husband. If anyone is ever on the fence about jumping into the RV lifestyle, The Work Camper Rendezvous usually eliminates any hesitation by giving people like Deborah the information they need to hit the road the right way. She mentioned having an aha moment when the attorney and accountant, Mark Kohler, addressed the group. He had a unique way of explaining how to set up a business in order to take advantage of some tax deductions. It was such a helpful experience that she'll attend again this fall, with her husband this time, and actually talk to prospective employers to find that first work camping job. By now, I'm sure Deborah and her husband have been doing some dreaming about where to go first on their post-retirement journey. I know she mentioned Montana and New England. I'd like to thank Deborah Cole for sharing her story, and I wish her and her husband the best of luck as they count on the days until they're both retired. My next guest is Dee Kettleson. She's been married 44 years and has two grown sons and seven grandchildren. The family started tent camping when their youngest son was just 6 months old. They experimented with boats and motorcycles for a while before returning to the RV life. In fact, her sons both love to camp and they often get to take adventures together. Dee, she is still working, but her husband is retired. They own a 44-foot toy hauler and travel with two Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Dee also attended last year's Work Camper Rendezvous to learn more information about supporting a travel lifestyle. She talks about some of the places they'd like to visit as a couple and look forward to bringing their puppy with them. She and her husband are investigating what it would take to become RV inspectors so they could work together on a job anywhere they're traveling. To tell us about some of the other things she learned at Rendezvous, please welcome Dee Kettleson to the show.
Thanks for joining us, Dee. I really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in RVing.
Well, I'm married. Been married for 44 years. We have two boys and seven grandchildren. And we started we started in a tent years and years ago. Our youngest son was 6 months old, first time he went camping.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been camping for a long time, and we got out of it for a little while when the kids got bigger and got into boats and then got into motorcycles and then went back into camping again.
Okay, very good. That's such a nice experience to give to kids. I know if you've ever been to a wedding and they have these poster boards that show how the kids grew up and then they met each other and that type of thing, it, almost invariably one of them will have pictures of camping or RVing in that. And
yep.
It's just a neat experience. What kinds of things did you do camping with your kids?
Oh, we used to go to which they call Sebula Lake. We'd go there at least once a month with a big group and just have a blast, all the kids and everybody all together. And
that's in Iowa, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So you just hung out at the lake and you did the typical lake types of things?
Yes, we brought, we had a boat, so we taught a lot of people how to ski there at the lake. And we just had a good time. And we've, like I said, all our kids now are camping. They have campers, more or less. The oldest one has a camper. The youngest one doesn't have one. He uses ours a lot, but he plans on getting one in the near future. So,
isn't that funny how kids who start out camping typically tend to stick with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat. It's because of the experience, and now they want to share it with their own kids.
Right.
So you said you had how many grandkids?
We have seven.
How old are they? A range of?
From 20 to 2.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. So that is quite the range to get everybody together. So are you still working?
I am.
And what do you do?
I am a contractor for the VA.
Okay.
And then I also work part-time driving a bus for the city in Clinton, Iowa.
Very good. And does your hubby work?
He's retired from Lyondale, but he also works part-time now for driving a bus for the city.
For the school district as
for
well?
For the Clinton.
Okay, super. Yep. So you're driving these big rigs in anticipation of hitting the road as a full-time RVer in the next couple of years. What kind of rig do you have now?
We have a 44-foot Cyclone toy hauler.
44 foot. That's a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's neat. Well, toy hauler must mean you're bringing some toys with you.
Yes. We have two Harleys that we bring with us all the time.
Oh, that's cool. So you're RVing into an area, spending the weekend, and then just getting in the Harleys and traveling around and really touring.
Yeah. Actually, we were here last week. We were here a week before this started, and we went down further into Arkansas to see friends, and then we went over to Oklahoma and mm-hmm. seen friends, riding the bikes, and we have our little puppy that rides with us. And
oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. And so by here, you're talking about the Work Camping Rendezvous in Heber Springs, Arkansas, where we've been doing a lot of interviews over right. the last couple of days, because there are a couple hundred prospective and actual work campers here. And you came here to learn. Is that right?
Right.
And what kinds of things have you learned, or what have you found most interesting?
Oh, a lot of things. We have learned a lot this week so far about how to become full-time campers and still have an income along the way. And so we've learned a lot this mm-hmm. week.
Very good. Are you learning about the equipment that you need, or pretty much how to sustain yourself once you're on the road?
Pretty much how to be on the road and make mm-hmm. our money or whatever, you know, to
make some money to sustain it.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. You might not get rich doing it.
Yeah.
Although some people have, but at least it'll fund your travel.
Right.
And it'll fund your adventure for many years.
Right.
That'll be great. When you were out RVing as a family, are there any places that you went like for a week or something like that? A memorable vacation?
We haven't really, this is the longest we've gone okay. with the RV so far. We, like I said, we used to go take the bikes all the time.
Okay.
I mean, we have gone everywhere on the bikes. I've got a 2002 Fat Boy that has over 136,000 miles on it.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
So we've done a lot of miles on the bike.
But you're usually based out of Iowa and yep. just hanging out in that area?
Yep.
Okay, super. And now what you'll do is you'll just pop them in the back of this big monster toy hauler and take the toy hauler to a different part of the country and get on the bikes and do the same thing, but in exploring that region.
Right. And I'm originally from Springfield, Missouri, so we've brought the camper down a couple of times to Springfield.
Okay. But, so what attracted you to RVing in retirement?
We just love to be out camping, meeting new friends and seeing different places, and then taking the bikes with us because, you know, we're all getting older.
And the puppy.
Let's not forget the puppy. Right. And the puppy. So we can't take the long trips like we used to. I mean, we used to do 8-9 hour days on the bikes, and you know, I can't do that anymore.
Right.
So now we just plan on using the RV and mm-hmm. making a place somewhere and then go day riding and stuff. So
that's another benefit of RVing, is the ability to take your pets with you
yes.
when you're out traveling. Yes. So what kind of dog do you have?
It's a Shorkie Sioux. It's a Yorkie and Sit Sioux.
Okay. Oh, a little tiny one.
Yeah, he's only 4 months old. So.
Okay. Is he yippy?
Not too much.
Not too much? Okay.
He barks. He's already housebroken.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. Campgrounds like it when you've got housebroken dogs, you know, who are a well-behaved kind of thing.
Yeah.
They don't care whether it's housebroken or not. They just want somebody who isn't going to dig in their campground.
Yeah.
Right? Super. What kinds of things are on your bucket list? What areas would you love to travel if you could once you get started in this?
Well, we need to go back to the Grand Canyon because we were there on the bikes, but we were only there for an hour before it closed, and you just can't see enough in an hour. So that's one of the things, we need to go back to the Grand Canyon and mm-hmm. and see that.
That's a nice area. There's plenty to do in Arizona once you get into that Red Rock country by Sedona, which is only a couple of hours south of the Grand Canyon. There's plenty to keep you busy in Arizona.
Yeah, yeah, we love the West, Colorado, mm-hmm. and then we've been to New Mexico, and we really like that, and you know, Arizona. And my husband wants to go to Alaska.
Oh,
I'm not too thrilled about it, but he wants to go.
Trust me, Alaska is one of the prettiest states out there. There is a Kodak moment around every corner. It is just, you go, my advice is to go in late May or early September, before Memorial Day or after Labor Day. And the campgrounds aren't as crowded, and you pretty much have the state all by yourself, and it's still nice and relatively warm up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, people miss conceive that Alaska is always freezing, but it is not. It's often warmer than it is in Minnesota. And it's just, it's really a neat experience because you'll be sitting out, looking out of your window in the RV at midnight, and you'll still be able to see across the entire campground because it never really gets dark. So right. I'd encourage you to check it out. That'd be good. Any other trips that you'd like to plan to take?
Well, there's still some that we have not seen. We haven't been up to Maine.
Maine is very pretty as well.
We haven't been over to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few states that we haven't been in that you know, we'd still like to go see.
So you have not been work camping yet, but you are looking to do that once you guys hit the road.
Right.
Okay. What kinds of jobs are you thinking might appeal to you?
I know my husband is checking into being an RV inspector.
Mm-hmm.
So we might both do that. So both of us are doing it.
Work in the same project. Uh-huh. That often helps.
Yeah. Or, you know, I've been a lot of management and banks, and I've worked in the casino for 10 years. And so I've done quite a few things. So I could
pick up pretty much any job that you wanted to work at. Okay, very good. Are you here at the Work Camper Rendezvous to talk to any employers? Is that the plan, or is it still too soon?
It's still a little bit too soon. Maybe pick up some information on the employers and then look into it.
One message that I keep hearing over and over here is that you have to be planning your trip 3 to 5 years in advance from where you are now.
Right.
So you're doing the right thing by checking it out before you actually begin.
Yeah.
And has anything really stood out to you as far as planning for work camping and RVing full-time that you would share with other people?
Well, it's just you have to start and then start writing down and go home and figure out what you have to do to get this started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to take a year or so to get everything lined up for us to even start. So it's just a lot of planning that you need to start looking at.
I know that people have and will probably just leave here, go home, sell everything, and hit the RV. But other people are a little bit more meticulous in their planning, and it takes a little while, especially when you have kids and grandkids and things like that that you have to take care of. So you'll be buttoning all of that down, and you're still working. So you've got to factor that in there too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And our youngest son, they're already planning when the kids get graduated from high school, which is another 6 years or so, they're going out on the road.
Once the kids are out of high school, they're going to go. That's awfully young for them, but that's great. That gives them a lot more, many years of experience.
He's already got his RV inspection.
Okay.
So he is. And he's going to do the maintenance one, too. Mm-hmm. And she's an artist, so they're just going to hit the road once the kids are all, and they've already talked to the kids about it, and they're all for it. And
very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Would you give any advice to people who are contemplating the lifestyle?
I think you really need to come to the seminar and get the information because, you know, we've talked about it for years. But coming to the seminar and now getting the information, now it's time to start planning.
It is. It kind of gives you a springboard, doesn't it?
Yep.
Because you are connecting with so many different people and so many different ideas that you can spend years researching it, or you can come to Work Camper Rendezvous and learn it all in 5 days.
Right.
Or most of it anyway, enough to get you started, right? I don't think you'll ever stop learning.
No.
So super. Well, thank you, Dee. I really appreciate you taking time to tell us about your experience.
Right. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Dee Kettleson for giving us a glimpse into her planning process for becoming a full-time RVer and work camper along with her husband. They seem ideally suited to the RV lifestyle. They want to travel with a pet, and RVs make that possible. They also like to bring motorcycles with them, which allows them to really explore the areas they are visiting. Dee and her husband want to become RV inspectors, which is a business with growing demand and something they can do wherever they go. Their youngest son has already taken the training and is already conducting inspections. Right now, they are putting the final touches on a 3-year plan regarding where they want to go and what types of jobs they'll be looking for. I wish Dee and her entire family good luck with their RV adventures. Both Deborah and Dee were singing praises of the Work Camper Rendezvous event. If you'd like to attend this year's event in October, registration will open soon. More information will be available at www.workcamperevent.com. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all for today's show. Next time, I'll talk with the new owner of the RV Safety and Education Foundation. He'll provide information that may prevent you from having an unfortunate experience on the road. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Work Camper Show.